Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Good morning, beautiful. Okay, so I have tried to record this episode many a time. I don't know whether to call it like provision in homeschool or feasting on God's word through homeschooling. I don't know. I've tried. I don't know how I'm gonna name the episode. So whatever you clicked on to get you here, hi, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. And I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you are challenged. I hope all kinds of things. Anyway, so, oh man, I forgot my manual. Okay, I am a maturing hot mess. So, pray for me? I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so, I'm realizing that, like, the first time I record stuff, I don't know if I'm, like, the script kind of person. I don't know. Even with, like, I'm wanting to get into the YouTube space, and I'm just, I'm like, oh, man, like, do I go live? Like, I'm probably just gonna have to do live. Anyway, moving on. So, as most of y'all know, we moved from California to Texas almost exactly a year ago. March of 20, yeah, it was last year. Anyway, moving on. So we have moved multiple times, 3 times to be exact, in 1 year. We've had lots of family drama on my side. And, you know, just heartache and grieving our move and our friends and our church. And we haven't had a church family and just all of these different things. So in the midst of that, on top of, you know, normal momming, I don't know if it's just me, but one of the main things that I have really, really had a struggle with, or still do have a struggle with as a mama, is that I, like, really being able to, like, truly, truly study and feast on God's word. And I understand it's a season, it's a marathon, you know, I get it. And it's, you know, the season that I'm in, it's not how it used to be, you know. And what has been really neat about this year and what got me on this topic was Sally. I love Sally Clarkson, and if you've been here long enough, you already know that. So I want to be here when I grow up. But I did not know that one, I think she said multiple, but mainly they had one kiddo who is an out-of-box, very different kind of kiddo. And so I bought their audiobook. It's with Sally and Nathan Clarkson, one of her sons. And it's called Different, an Out-of-a-Box Kid and the Mom Who Loved Him. And I have cried so many times because she's literally, like, describing my story. Like, not exactly, but very, very closely. And it's just been really encouraging, very cool, very just hope and light at the end of the tunnel, because Nathan's an adult and all of her children are grown, you know, and I'm still in, my kids are little, you know, Elliot's 6, Victoria's 4, and, Lord willing, if we adopt, you know, we'll have more, but, just in, I went through a really, probably about a month of just a depressive episode. And just every day was a struggle. Every day was a war. I had to fast and pray. Like, it was just, it was hard. And my mother-in-law took them for the night, and I was just, you know, I read the Bible in the morning, like, just really dug in. And I realized, like, as I was reading this, you know, listening to this book different, just, like, how normative this is when you have neurodivergent children or a child, and that it is okay to be exhausted on every single level, but how we have to rely on the Lord. And so what the Holy Spirit was showing me was that how insane, like, provision-wise, like, I've looked back on this school year, and as hard as it has been, this is one of the hardest years. And it's so funny because me and Elliot go through this. Having him was the hardest year of my life. And this year was another hardest year of my life. So, and it's so funny because they're brand new seasons, and it's also kind of funny, weird, not funny, haha. Just like full circle, almost the exact same situation with my biological family, and just hurt, and it's just, you know, anyway, it's just kind of not a mirror situation, but very, very similar. And with all the moving and just the being exhausted, like, and not having a church family, not having friends here, not really having support. We, you know, thank God we have my mother-in-law, but it's been kind of hit or miss because we, you know, moving and all of the things, and then she moved and, you know, surgeries and just different, anyway, you know, life. So just the Holy Spirit showing me that, like, his provision for me to feast on the word, to feed and nourish every part of me. The Christian part, like the Christian, like who Haley is, like my identity, the wife Haley, the mom Haley, the friend Haley, the apologist Haley, the entrepreneur Haley, like all, you know, my whole being, my mind, my soul, my body, my emotions, my spirit, like everything has been nourished on the weeks where I am so, so drained. And I'm just like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. Like, and I just give it to him and I hand it to him. And those are the weeks that I am so fed by the word, and just, and it's through my curriculum. That's what I mean by provision. I picked this curriculum when Elliot was 3 years old. And the reason why I picked it is because it's multiple things that I like. So with homeschooling, there's different ways of teaching and there's different ways that kids learn. And so I've tried to observe my kids and like see how they learn. And then I know how I want to teach because of how I am and my personality. And so I thought this curriculum would be a good mix of everything. It's unit study, so every week we study something different. We do, it's a block schedule, so you do not do the exact same things every single day. Different days are different subjects, and which I like. And it's Charlotte Mason inspired. It's not full Charlotte Mason, but it is inspired. It's kind of similar to Heart of Dakota. Heart of Dakota is a lot more literature from what I'm understanding. Anyway, so, but just like, you know, I've shared on socials, on Instagram and Facebook, like, just like certain weeks that like the Lord has just really, really fed, just, I have gotten to be fed and feast on just what the word says, because this is a Christian curriculum. And so like one of the weeks was Turtle Week. I will persevere, I don't quit, I persevere, something like that. Yeah, I don't quit, I persevere. Let us not become weary in doing good. For a proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. So just certain weeks have really just been for me, as the mom. Obviously, it's for my kiddos, but for me as the mom too. And like last week, if you listened to my episode, I'm trying to make it Tuesdays, guys. I need to just pump out a bunch of content and then just schedule it. I'm trying to get something scheduled with my husband to get that on the calendar, because we're starting a machine shop. So if y'all could be praying, we just have a lot going on. So I'm trying to, get in order over here. So, because this podcast is just as edifying and encouraging for me as hopefully it is for y'all. So anyway, moving on. Last week, if you listened, I was just really, really, I didn't go to therapy this week. So, but I've been going almost every week, and, just very, open wound, like very emotionally sensitive, just really unlayering some stuff. And, I wrote a blog post and I scripted my podcast. Like I said, I don't know if that's going to be the norm around here. But I tried it, and I'm trying to make my podcast episodes like be similar to what I write on my blog, just so it's consistent content. And, I had just realized that the Lord was just showing me, like, there are things my family, like my parents, did well, and there were things that they didn't do well. And that's okay to acknowledge what they did not do well. Things that could have caught, that did cause me harm, or could have, or things that hurt me, or things that, reasons why I did not feel safe growing up. Like, you know, these are things that are okay to acknowledge. And how do you balance that with honoring your mother and father? You know what I mean? So, I was just very like, wow, like I want my kids to feel safe. Like, I want them to feel safe. And how do I do that, Lord? You know, like, how do I do that? And so, and what he showed me was ultimately that I need to give them the foundation that they are safe in him always, no matter what. And last week was week 21, which was kangaroo week. And the concept is, I am safe in God. So the verse of the week is, I will lay down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8, which, if you know anything about my oldest, he has never slept well, which is common with neurodivergent brains. He slept through the night for the first time. Me and my husband were talking about it last night. I don't know if he, I think he was almost five. So, you know, four, almost five. And that's insane. He just started sleeping in his own bed this past year, praise God. You know, so sleep has always been a struggle, and that was something in Sally's book that was very comforting, to read, you know. But then it was also very encouraging for me to hear Nathan's side of, like, as a little boy struggling with sleep and things like that, and how he just felt that safety and that consistency from his mom. And anyway, it was really awesome. But that Sally gave him the gift of, like, just this prayer and this blessing, and that he would, like, obsessively repeat it over and over. And I have not done that great of a job of letting my kids know that, like, for them personally, like, the Lord is their safety, their shelter. I've made it more like mom and dad. And so the Holy Spirit just, like, through this kangaroo week, just showed me, like, one of the biggest promises that I clung to between 13 and 14, I found in the Word, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I have just clung to that my whole Christian walk. And what the root of that is that you're safe in him. No matter what comes, you are safe, you are secure in Christ, right? So, I mean, like, we went over Romans 8, we went over Isaiah 43, we were in the Psalms, and it was just the reminder for me that I am safe. I am safe. I am safe in Christ. And my kiddos are screaming. I gotta go check on them and let y'all go. But that my kids need to know that too. And I'm loving that about this curriculum, that it feeds me as much as it does my kids. And it's homeschooling is sanctifying me as much as I, you know, as I'm getting to train and correct my kids. And homeschooling is so, so hard. But it's so worth it. And I feel like that is tied to the Christian walk. Like, it's hard, but it's worth it, right? Like, dying to self and laying things down. And it is just, it's worth it. And I just wanted to encourage you that, you know, don't give up. This, and it connects with last week too, you know, being a mom, it's hard work, guys. Like, we're doing kingdom work. And if you're not a homeschool mom, can you please be in prayer for the homeschool families that you know? It's hard. Being a mom is hard. Adding being responsible for your children's education is a whole nother level of hard. Like, you are with them 24/7, and I mean, it is just, it's a lot, and it's worth it. And this is just something I constantly have to lay down at the Lord's feet, because and I feel like you have to keep doing that. You have to lay it down. And that's okay. And it's good. And He will carry you through. And this is something that you are not going to regret doing. I've never met a veteran homeschool mama who regrets homeschooling. They might regret how they did certain things or whatever. Like, every mom. But they don't regret homeschooling in of itself, if that makes sense. So I just wanted to encourage you that, you know, if you're not using a Christian curriculum, or if you guys don't have a Bible curriculum, do that. Buy it. It's just as edifying, encouraging, sanctifying for you as it is for your kids. You're going to get something out of it different than your kiddos, because, you know, it's layer, you know, layer upon layer. You've learned some, you know, you're more mature in certain things than your kids. So obviously, you know, you're going to get stuff in a different way than them. And it's also just opened up for really, really good conversation. Like, me and my son have had a Victoria too. Like, we've just had really good, just good talks. Like, and it's helped us bond. Like, I've been praying for me and Elliot to bond. I mean, for ever since I've had him. Like, I have just been praying for the Lord to just help us be close. And I'm seeing those prayers answered through homeschooling, because it's just this intimate one-on-one, and it's good. It's good. And, you know, it's been good. It's been a really, really hard year, but I don't regret it. And, yeah, so. Anyway, I love you, ladies. I hope that this was encouraging, and I will catch you on the next one. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review,
go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.